We are learning Masechtas Megillah Daf Chaf Vav Amud Aleph, and we are beginning the new parak on Daf Chaf Hei Amud Beis, the parak of Bnei Ir. New parak, which starts with discussing selling different tashmishei kedusham and so on and so forth. Zok Mishnah Bnei Ir Shemakru Chayv Shal Ir. They had a town square where they used to dive in there sometimes, so they got a shekel kedusha to it. If they sold it, so now the money, the kedusha goes on to the money. And with the money, you only could buy things that are more kaddish, more holy. So shemakru chayv shliyer loichem v'damla basic neses. You have to use the money to be ma'ilu b'kaddish, and use it for basic neses. If you sell a basic neses, sell a shul. Loichem teva, you have to buy arna kaddish. Pashut pshat teva means arna kaddish. Some say it means a bima, but pashut means a arna kaddish. Teva, if you sell a teva, sell arna kaddish. Loichem at pechos, you buy a mantle that is the covering, the dressing that we put over the Sefer Torah. Matpechis yichus varm. If you sell matpechis, sell the mantle, you sell the covering of the Sefer Torah, then you could buy with it, you go up a notch to Nevi'im Meksuvim, which means a nach, you buy a nach, a klaf, a nach, svarim lechem Torah. The highest level is Torah. Aval makru Torah, if you sell the Torah, la yichus varm, you can't buy Nevi'im Meksuvim. Svarim, if you sell svarim, leichu matpechos. You shouldn't go down. You can't buy a mantle. Matpechos, if you sell a matpechos, leichu teva. You shouldn't buy a arna kaidash. Teva, leichu basic neses. You shouldn't buy a basic neses. A basic neses, leichu es arachayv. You should not buy a town square. V'chein b'mayisrayim. And the same goes for the extra money that's left over. Also, you can't be meridim b'kaidash. So, first of all, let's speak out. V'chein b'mayisrayim. L'chayr, it's pashut l'chayr. Of course, why should you be able to buy with the extras something less holy? It's all part of the money. It's all the same thing. It's the same kedusha. So the Sfasama speaks about this, and he answers the case would be like this. Let's say you bought the basic neses for $100, or the Sefer Torah for whatever. Better give better numbers. You bought a Sefer Torah for $100,000. You bought it for $100,000. And now when you sold it for $150,000. So the extra $50,000 you're having, it's not kedusha because Lamaisa, the value of the Sefer Torah when I bought it was only $100,000. Kamash Lon, even the $50,000 that I made money, the profit, even that has been kedusha. That's how Sar Samus learns. Now, there's another Shaila in the Mishnah. What about buying something equal to its kedusha? So you look at the ratio, it says when you sell a Rechayva, you got to buy basic Neses. Basic Neses, you got to buy a Teva. Teva Matpechas. You have to go up a level, right? You go up a level. So it sounds like you always have to go up a level, right? So you go up a level. Then the Sefer of Mishnah says that you shouldn't buy a lower level. So it sounds like the same level is Mutter. So Stira Reisha to Sefer. So the Baal HaMor asks this question, Meshem Nevein Ephraim, that Stira Reisha to Sefer. But he says the halacha is you cannot buy something equal. He says it's Mucha Gedan Daf Chav Zayin, you cannot buy something equal. You always have to be Ma'ilim Bekaidash. And therefore, Sefer Torah, you can't sell. Because you never could buy something more Kaddish than a Sefer Torah. Therefore, you can't sell it. And that's what it says in the Baal HaMor.
Can you buy a more expensive
Sefer Torah? No, it sounds like no. You can't do that. You can't buy another Sefer Torah with it. We're not talking about Chav Zayin. And he says that the steer of the Mishnah is not Shver. And you can also look at the Mishnah Berurah and Simon Kufnu Gimel Sif Katir Aleph also discusses this. And Pasha might say you cannot buy something even the same level. It always has to be Ma'ilim Mekadesh. Zok to Gemara. Bnei Ir Shemachru Rechayva Shal Ir. The Mishnah started off that the people from the city sold the town square. And it says that it has a kedusha. The money gets a kedusha. That's another thing I want to speak out. That we'll see more of it as we go along. But there's two nedainim always. There's two things you have to think about. First of all, the money gets the kedusha, and that's why it's around the kedusha. What about the place that had the kedusha, the former place that had the kedusha? Does that have certain kedushas? We'll see. That also retains some of its kedusha. Also, maybe. Back upon him, bnei ir shemachru rechayva shal ir. You got to buy a higher level. You got to buy a basic neses. Amar Rabbi Bachanan v'Yechonon zu divrei Rabbi Nachman by Yosi Stimtisa. This Mishnah is a Rabbi Bachanam Shem Rabbi Yechonon. This Mishnah is Rabbi Nachim Ber Rabbi Yosi's Shita. Usually there's a lot of Stam Mishnahs like him. So, and Tesefta, it says Klar that he's the one who said it. That's his Shita, that the Rechayv Shir has a Kedusha. But the Chum say, Rechayv, a town square, does not have a Kedusha. And we'll explain the Chalikas momentarily. Rabbi Nachim Ber Rabbi Yosi, my time, what's Pshat has a Kedusha? So the Gemara answers, Hoylva, oh, Mispalim Boy, Betainius of our mother. Since the Olam davens there by on Tainius and Vamadas. So Tainius we understand. It says in the Gemara in Tainius that when it comes to the series Tanesim ready, like the seventh Tanesim, they go out to Rechayv Shir, they bring out the Teva, they bring out the Arna Kodesh to the town square, and they put ashes on top of it, and they make a whole Yom Tefillah. So that we understand what the Rechayv Asher is. But the problem is, what's my modus? My modus are the daven for the carbon every week. And since when did the Rechayv Asher? So they did it in the basic Knessas. So therefore, Tosfos and Rashi have a shita that take out the word mamadas. Like, for example, Tosfos of Chaf Hei on Beis, Tosfos says, Legasina mamadas. So Gabi mamadas, Leimetsina Rechayv, Ella, Lelo Basic Knessas Yachim. That's what Tosfos says. And Rashi also has a tzad like that at the end of Rashi. In the middle of Rashi, he has a tzad. Maybe the mamadas were in the town square because he has a tzad that the mamad, every region had their own mamadas, and twice a year was they only daven twice a year for mamadas. Like every region was one of the 24 mamadas. It wasn't like spread out around the whole Eretz Yisrael. It was every region had their own mamadas, own group, and they only did it twice a year, once every 24 weeks. So it's so many people, they did go to town square. That's what Rashi has a tzad. So that's the tzad to be kayim the gersa, like upon them to shayla. But either way, Rav Nachman Reis, he says, the reason why the town square has a kedusha is because sometimes they daven there. What does Rabbanan do? Rabbanan says, it's not a problem. Rabbanan, who are krei ba'amar? Rabbanan says, no, that's not a normal, kvias, standard thing, and therefore, it doesn't get a kedusha that they daven there, because they daven there once in a while, it doesn't give it a kedusha, and therefore, you're allowed to sell it, and the money does not become kaddish, that you have to buy something more kaddish. Mr. says further, basic nes loichin teva. This whole idea that you could sell a basic knesses is only basic knesses shal kvarim, only a basic knesses of a small town, and the owners are very recognizable. We have a town with 30 yidin, 30 families. They built a shul. No one visits this town. It's a little hick town. There, we know it belongs to those 30 people. They can sell it. Our basic knesses shal krachim, or basic knesses of big cities, large cities. Given the ma'alma asulei, since people come to daven there from all over the world, loy motzu mezavenle, you can't sell it to havelei the rabbim. It belongs to the rabbim. Now, what's pshat belongs to the rabbim? So there's really three pshatim. It's really two, but the prevel makes it into three. There's two pshatim. Why it belongs to the rabbim? Pshat number one is that when they build it al das the rabbim, because they know everyone's in a daven there, so they build it al das the rabbim. That's one pshat. Taisa's second pshat is because since the rabbim who come always to visit, they always give money towards the building of it and towards the upkeep. Therefore, they have a balance in it also. And we don't know where they are. So therefore, you can't sell without asking the whole world. They all have a balance in this big shul.
Isn't there a deal that you can take down these messes on here for another one?
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about on base. But they're not getting involved with that right now.
No, so maybe you don't know the shayla with rabbim either.
No, the shayla is here. You can't sell. You don't have the bialis on it. That's a problem with bialis because it belongs to the world. So it's a tup shalk, either because they build an adas dam or because they pay
for it. It has to do with where it belongs to
them. Yeah, right. The reason why the third pshat, Taisa is another svara. Taisa doesn't say because the adas rabbin belongs to them. Taisa says it's chamura kedushasa. It sounds like it's so chamur you can't sell it because it's chamur kedushasa. That's what makes it another pshat. Like upon him, by a rabbin, you can't sell it. Omar Vashi, hi be knishta the Masa Machasya, Apigad Ma Masla. He says, Rav Ashi says, the shul of Masa Machasya, even though it's everyone daven is there, but everyone comes to daven because they know Rav Ashi is there. And therefore, Rav Ashi is like the Bailim, and he makes all the decisions, and therefore it could be sold. Given the Daita Didi Ka'asi, since they come for Ka'asu, they come for him, Ibi'inim Azamle. Therefore, I could sell it because everything is totally in him, and everyone agrees that the Bailim, the de facto owner, is Rav Ashi. He says, therefore, if he's a type of Rav that everyone comes for him, and he's the one who owns the shul, so then, even though other people give for the upkeep, and they daven there, but still, it belongs to Rav Ashi, and he could sell it. But upon what we see is this idea that a big city, which has a shul, that people daven there from all over the place, is not considered the ownership of the people there. It belongs to everyone. Meis, we're going to ask the kasha. Meis, Rav Yehuda, Meis of Ezek Nesh Shal Tarsiyim, Shoyer B'Shalayim, Shemachru L'Rav Eliezer, V'Asa Boi Kol Tzrocha. Rav Yehuda said, it was a Meis with the Ezek Nesh of the Tarsiyim. There was Tzarfer Nechoshes. They were like blacksmiths. They worked with Nechoshes. And they had a shul in Yerushalayim. And they sold it to Rabbi Eliezer. Also, by called Tzaracha. Rabbi Eliezer did whatever he needed in that shul, which is a different discussion. That once you sell a shul, the cover of the shul doesn't have the same kedusha anymore, and you can do whatever you want in it. But upon him, you see, he sold the shul, even though it was in Yerushalayim, which is a big city. But also, the Krachim have this shul belonged to Yerushalayim, which is a big city. So you see, you could sell it. And for the Gemara, Ahibek Nishta Zuti Hava. That was a small shul, Ve'inu Avdua, and they made it. And like the Mepharshim explained, that there's you don't have either thing by this. There's two big shul has two issues. First of all, a lot of people daven there, and also they built it al das the oilam, the greater world. They built it for them. Here it was neither. Why? The Tarsiyim, they didn't smell so good because they worked in the certain trade that people don't want to be with them. So they made their own shul. So first of all, they made it for themselves, and second of all, no one else davened there besides for them. And therefore, it was considered, even though it was in Yerushalayim, it was in a big city, it was considered like a small shul, because it was a private shul for the blacksmith, for the tzarf and the chayshis, and therefore, no one else davened there. Yeah. Meisir Sharon al-Kasha. Meisir. It says a pasuk in by Negoim, the base Eretz Achuzaschem, that you find the Nega in the house of Eretz Achuzaschem. And we darshan Achuzaschem betam v'negom. Ve'ein Yushalayim metam v'negom. Dafka, something that you have a bilus over, is metam v'negom. But Yushalayim, it's not metam v'negom. Because we'll see, this Tana holds that Yushalayim was not neschalkul shvatim. That Yushalayim was not given out to the shvatim. Yushalayim belongs to Klal Yisrael. Therefore, it's not metam v'negom because it belongs to Klal Yisrael. Omer Rav Yehuda, he argues, says Yushalayim is neschalkul shvatim. It does belong to the private people. But I'll tell you what doesn't belong to private people. That's basically Mikdash. Amar Rav Yehuda, Anilu Shemati L'Mokim Mikdash Bavad. Basically Mikdash, we're there. It doesn't belong to private people. There's no, don't be in a nega. It's mashma that the shuls in Yerushalayim, even the shuls in Yerushalayim, according to Rav Yehuda, just like Yerushalayim is Vitam and Negom, the shuls are also. And Negom, Taisha speaks out, is the same thing like selling it, because it means you have a private ownership to it. But about the Knesset, about the Rinjoshes, Mitamim, they are become matam v'negam. Why? Because it's called Achuzaschem. Amai, how the Krachem have belongs. That's a big city, so it belongs to everyone. So it's not privately owned. So how could I have a nega? According to our Gemara, that Krachem can't be sold because it belongs to the whole world. So how could it be have a nega? So Gemara, you're right. The shuls also don't have a nega. Ema Amar Rav Yehuda, ani lo shemati el makom mekudesh bavad. When he says mikdash, doesn't mean only base mikdash. It means any makom mekudesh, which means he means also the batim midrashim. So he agrees, and we got out of that question. Batim midrashim taka also don't have a din that it's achuzaschem. Doesn't have a din bias asher loy habayis. Doesn't have a din asher loy habayis. Doesn't belong to you. And echanam, he's no nega, and there's no selling it. But once we mention this
himself.
What?
When we say the
Rav
could make
right, that guy.
So that would
happen in the Gemara. Yeah, mm-hmm. 100%, you're right. So what's the machlokes over here? Once you mention this price, so we're going to explain what's the machlokes here, if it's Yerushalayim is v'tam v'negom or not. But my commitment, Tanakam is over, loin is chalka Yerushalayim v'shvatim. The Yerushalayim was not split up to the Shvatim. When they split up right to the different Shvatim, Yerushalayim was not included in this splitting up. Rav Yehuda Sov and Ischak and Yerushalayim Shvatim, that Yerushalayim was split up to the different Shvatim. We'll plug the time tonight, it's the same machlokes like the following Tanoim. Time to the Braisa. Ma hoye bechelka shal Yehuda. What was in the chelik of Yehuda? According to this Tana, Yerushalayim was split up between Yehuda and Binyamin. What was the chelik of Yehuda? Harabayis. That's the mountain on the east side of the Beis HaMikdash, as you're going up to the Beis HaMikdash. Halishkois. Those are the different huts and rooms that were on the Harabayis in the Chel, it's called, in the Chel, Va'azaris. All the Azaris also are in Rehuda, Chelik. The Azaris are, if you picture Beis Mikdash, the first half of the Beis Mikdash is Ezra's Noshim, that was in Yehuda's Chelik. Then the Ezra's Yisrael, which was the first 11 Amois into the Azara. Then the Ezra's Kahanim, that was all belonging to Yehuda. So that was from the east. Now start from the west. Ulam, Behechel, the Ulam Hechel, that means the whole structure of the Hechel, all was in Binyamin's Chelik. Now, what about between the Ulam and the Mizbeach itself? That also belonged to Binyamin. Besides, for one strip on the east side of the Mizbeach, that belonged to Yehuda. There was a little strip that went out from Yehuda and went into Chalkos of Yamim, and that was the little strip that was on the east side of the Mizbeach. And because of that, the Mizbeach did not have a Yisoid on that side, did not have a base on that side, because that base would have been in Binyamin's Chelik. And Mizbeach is built over there. And Bar Binyamin, that little strip bothered him so much. He wanted to get it. which Rikitaych means he was hovering over it and he wanted to take it back. He wanted to take it back. Rashi Taych Loshon Chayf means Loshon like someone scratches himself. It's Loshon of Mitzta'er that he wanted it. Therefore, Zacha b'Yom v'Nasa Ashpezichin l'Shchina. Because of that, B'Yom was Zaycha, and he was Zaycha to get the Shchina to be rest in his chelik. And already they asked, Mashari asked the question, what do you mean, what came first? It says, he knew he was getting everything, and then he was mitzdar, he didn't get the whole Mizbeach. So obviously he knew already the Shchina was, then he got the Shchina was, he already had everything. So the answer that we weren't sure where the Orin will be placed. Maybe the Orin will be placed in Erez Noshim. He knew he's going to get the Kodesh Kodashim, the Heichel, the Ulam, all that he's going to get. But where's the Aron going to be? Because it was a mitzvah that everything should be in his chelik, Hashem said, I don't want to put my Shechina, I'm going to put my Aron in your chelik. That's some answer. The Ritva thing answers like that in Sefta's Yuma. So look to Maravaita. So Bekitza, what do you see from this Brisa, this whole long Brisa, that it was Chakal Shvatim, because Yehuda got this part, Yehuda got that part. But the following Tana holds not like that. The high Tana saw Veloyin Eschalak Yishlaim Eshvatim. The following Tana holds that Yishlaim was not Eschalak Eshvatim. The Tana Yom Tana Brisa, Ain Maskirim Batim Yishlaim Brein Shlahem. That you cannot rent out houses in Yishlaim. It's talking about by the time of Oyler Regolim. You cannot rent out houses in Yishlaim because it doesn't belong to them. Then, and the Mepharshim speak out in Yuma that all year round they could charge some money because the Ma'aseh, the houses, the structures belong to them. But by Oyler Regalim, we went back to the Iker Din that doesn't belong to them, the properties, because we want the people to be Oyler Regal. So the halacha is that you cannot charge money for this brisa. Why? Because the brisa holds Loin Shachar Yishlaim Shvatim, doesn't belong to them. Rav Lezer, Rav Shalda, Goyim, Afloi Mitois. Even beds you can't rent out. Lefikach, since they're not getting paid, the owners are not getting paid for people who stay by them. Lefikach, Oyeres Kodashim, Balayas Pezichim, Leitam Maizam Bezroya. Therefore, the hides of the carbonos, the leather, goes. They should give it to the host. They should give it to the host as a hostess present, because if not, you know, they're not going to be happy that you're staying by me for free. And therefore, even could take it b'Israya. Even this is Derech Eretz, they made a takoni, you have to give it, they even could take it forcefully. Omar Bayesh, Mami, no, you see from here, Oyrech Aro, Le Mishpik Inesh Gufa, Umash Vespize. You see from here that it's Derech Eretz, when someone goes someone to stay by them as a guest, they should bring over some kind of present, like it says the gulfa means a little pitcher, earthenware pitcher, or a mashcha is like some kind of leather tablecloth. So you should bring that. That's the minig. You should bring some kind of present. That's what you see from this Gemara, because it wouldn't be Derech Eretz. It wouldn't force them to do it. See, it's Derech Eretz to take care of your shpiza. Akaponim, this mandim holds on his chakr shlaim l'shvatim, and that's the bir ha-machlekes if Yerushalayim has the goyim or not.